Yeah. Hey, Derek. When we talked to you last night, you had a pretty humble attitude about coming in here and working and proving yourself first. Where did you learn that? Was that instilled in you at a young age?
Yes, sir. I think it was. My mom, she raised me, so she taught me. And she always told me to stay humble and put your head down and just work. And she's worked a lot. I've seen her work up to 3 jobs when I was younger. So I think I get that attitude from her.
Derek, did you meet Jim Schwartz prior to the draft? Did he work you out? What kind of communication did you have with him?
Yeah, I came in for a 30 visit, and I had a great meeting with him. And actually, the Eagles was my last visit, so I wasn't here. Not too long ago, probably like a week and a half. So it's kind of ironic that I ended up in the city.
What was your experience like in meeting Jim? Did he talk anything about how he potentially could be used when he was talking to you?
Yes, sir. The meeting went well. It was more about just him getting a good feel for me and me getting to know him more. And he also thinks I can fit their system very well. He should become playing that Y9 and come off the edge. Thinks I have a good get off. So he thinks I fit the system well, and I think I fit as well too.
Derek, you played against some pretty good offensive tackles in the SEC, and most of your sacks came against SEC teams. How good of a training ground was that conference for you as a pass rusher?
I think it was very good. I played against a lot of great tackles. Laramie Tunsil, Brandon Scherff, you know, Cam Robinson from Emma. So I played against a lot of great tackles week in and week out. And you win on Saturdays, and then Sunday you celebrate. But Monday, you got to get back to work, and I feel like it's going to be the same way in the NFL.
A lot of rookies play right from opening day. Some don't play maybe till their second year. Are you somebody who's going to be really impatient to get on the field and contribute, or kind of sit back and wait your turn and learn the game? What's your mindset as far as playing right away?
I'm not going to sit back and wait my turn, but I'm going to come in and learn my role first. And get around these vets and learn what I have to do first to get on the field. But me being a first-round pick, that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't guarantee me a spot. I still have to come in and work and gain respect first.
Derek, you wrote the letter in the Players Tribune to the GMs. Why did you feel the need to do that? And was that your idea to do that?
It was. I just thought it was just a great way to express my feelings. And my mom, she thought it would be a good idea to get that letter out as well. And I thought it hit the media at the right time.
Your pass rushing, the skills that you've honed, where did you kind of pick those up, or was it a body of work like over the years, or how did you get that? Last night, Joe Douglas was talking about your finish, for example.
Just great coaches, starting in middle school, high school, and Coach Strip in college. So I've been around some great coaches. I worked with Chuck Smith, and really. I created all my coaches just molded me into the ball player I am today.
Derek, I think you weighed in at 259 at the combine. Where do you want to be to start your NFL career, and how much of that do you want to get, and how quickly do you want to put on weight?
Yeah, wherever coach tells me I need to be at, I'll make sure I'm at that weight.
Do you think you'd be as effective putting on some more pounds? Do you think you'd lose any speed or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Derek, when you were saying earlier your mom worked up to 3 jobs at a time and everything, like what kind of jobs were they? And then, you know, who helped raise you then while she was doing all that? Or did she, or did you raise yourself? How did that all come about?
My mom, she worked UPS. She works in the factory, though, so she's on her feet a lot, moving boxes and also weighing tables. And then, she raised me. Even though she worked a lot, she was still always there. And made sure I had everything I needed.
Derek, when people bring up the sack record, Reggie White at Tennessee, Joe compares you to Terrell Suggs, does that bring any added pressure to you?
No, sir. I don't feel no pressure. I take it as a compliment. And Terrell Suggs, he was a great ball player, going to be a Hall of Famer. And Reggie White, probably one of the greatest defensive linemen to play the game. So just... for me to be compared to those two is really a blessing.
As far as your true freshman year, getting 10 sacks then, what made you get on the field so early, and how have you developed since then?
Coming in freshman year, I was just playing. I really just came in. I told myself I'm going to play hard every down, and then for my freshman and junior year, the game slowed down to me, and I just got better as a ball player mentally.
Derek, you're the first Eagle draftee I can remember who was drafted in the city and woke up this morning, you know, here. What has this day been like for you? What have you done, and what impressions have you gained?
Today I woke up, came over to the stadium, toured the stadium, then came to the facility, met the coaches, and this day's been fun for me. Like I've enjoyed myself, and I can't wait until we start rookie camp and get around ball some more.
Derek, we heard so much about what Joe and how he said about you. They really praised you last night, but you say you have a lot to learn. What's one area of your game that you really want to improve on the most?
My eye discipline. Sometimes I like to put my eyes in the backfield too fast before defeating my block, so I think I need to continue working on my eye discipline.
How do you do that?
Focusing on my work, making sure I'm beating my block. So if I'm going against the tight end, making sure I'm beating him first before I put my eyes in the backfield.
Derek, did any Eagles reach out to you, especially along a defensive line like a Brandon Graham or Fletcher Cox or anybody like that?
Yes, sir. Fletcher Cox reached out to me. He told me how he likes his steaks cooked. So that was a warm welcome to the team.
Wait, was that right after? Was that last night after you got drafted, or was
yes,
that?
Yes, sir. It was on Twitter. But there was a few other guys reached out to me. Carson Wentz did, and everybody's been showing me love, and I really appreciate it.
Derek, I was curious, since you broke his record, have you had the opportunity to meet Sarah White or any of her children? And what is Reggie's legacy like on campus? Are there a lot of memories of him or still around?
I've not met Sarah White, but I've talked to her on the phone a few times. And she lives in Nashville, so when I get the chance, I will go over there and meet with them. But Reggie White in Knoxville, he's a legend. He's all over the place in the state of Tennessee.
Joe used the phrase tough as nails. We've heard other coaches talk about you in terms of a switch going off when you get on the field, in terms of that toughness. What is it? What motivates you to play that type of way with an edge?
I just love football. I love everything what the game brings. I love the contact. I love playing with 10 other guys on defense. I just love everything about it.
Obviously, Reggie White was somebody that you watched, but just growing up through the years, were there any particular defensive ends that you watched as you come along your path?
Yeah, recently I like watching Michael Bennett play. I like his demeanor. He uses his hands very well. When I was younger, Michael Strahan, one of the best to do it. So I look up to a lot of those guys.
Just following up on Damo's question, how did you come about to talk to Sarah White on the phone, and what were those conversations like?
She gave me a phone call after about a week after the bowl game, after I broke the record, and she was just congratulating me on everything I've accomplished. And even though I broke the record, I told her, Reggie's still Reggie. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm better than Reggie. So I told her thank you a lot, and I really appreciate it.
What did that mean to you that she reached out like that?
It meant a lot because she went our way. She didn't have to call me, but I'm glad she did.
As a kid growing up in Nashville, when and how did football become important to you? And at what point did you think this would become your career?
The first time I picked it up, I started playing football in fifth grade. And I always used to play backyard football when I was younger, but officially started playing in fifth grade. And when I picked it up the first day of practice, I had a blast when I knew I was going to go a long way with it.
What position?
I played guard, actually. Guard and defensive end.
They're not moving you to guard, are they? Just
I don't think so.
This has been, obviously, it's been a whirlwind for you and just being in Philly yesterday around everything. At what point do you kind of change gears and just start that process of learning the game and learning the defense and you know, kind of putting all this behind you?
When I leave here today, I'm gonna have my iPad. So as soon as I leave, I'll be able to start learning defense.
Yeah, Derek, I just looked up right here. Sorry. I just looked up your birthday and realized you were born the summer before Reggie, the season Reggie won the Super Bowl with the Packers, which makes a lot of us in this room feel really old. When did you go back and watch him? I mean, he was well into his career by the time you even, you know, came around. So did you watch film of him, tape of him at Tennessee, anything like that?
I watched tape of him at Tennessee because I was trying to put the hump move in my game. But as a pass rusher, I feel like everybody has their own moves, and I think that move is for him. It was probably not for me.
At the combine, Howie said that you had the flu, and you know your numbers weren't as good as maybe what you were anticipating. Can you explain what happened there? And then also, I think a lot of players kind of have an idea of how they're gonna perform at the combine before they even get there. What were you anticipating before you got there? And again, what happened when you got there with the flu?
Yeah, I caught the flu a few days before we ran, and I knew I probably wasn't going to test my best, but I knew it was an important job interview, and I knew I had to go out there and just grind it out. And I told myself just go out there and do my best and then control what I can control, and I did so.
Was there any thought of not working out and waiting maybe until your pro day because you had the flu?
No, I didn't put much thought into it because I knew how important that interview was.
As a follow-up to that, you said the other day that you were a football player, not a track star, and you're obviously playing football. In what ways do you compensate for the lack of athleticism compared to some other defensive ends?
I think my get-off's pretty good, and I can bend well, but I think mentally that's where I separate a little bit, you know what I'm saying, preparing for a game. And a lot of people don't see that, but you have to prepare for a game so you can go in and dominate.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.